In fact, I'd like to tell you about a story that something that happened to me at a pub called the Lily Arms in Bedfordshire.
Sure.
A woman called us in. It was quite a funny story because you've probably heard of people claiming that they want their house exercised. And,
yes, of course.
This lady rang me up from this pub. She was a landlady of the Lily Arms, and she said, "Ross, I want you to come in and exercise a ghost." So quite jokingly, I said, "Well, okay, I'll bring a treadmill down. You know, we'll give you ghosts some exercise for you. Not a problem." And she said, no, you don't understand. I said, "Yes, I do," I said, "but I'm being jocular on this purely because I don't believe we have any right to send somebody away who may have had more right to that premises than you and was probably there before you." So we went down to do the investigation, and the way she described this gentleman was as a Victorian-dressed gentleman sitting in the corner reading a very old-fashioned newspaper, and he would always appear just as the pub was closing in the corner. So we set some cameras up, and we got her to go across and talk to this ghost. We said, "Have you ever spoken to it before?" She said, "No." I said, "Why not?" She said, "Well, it's a ghost." I said, "Yes, but you'd speak to anyone else that was sitting in your pub who shouldn't be there, wouldn't you?" So she said, "Yes." I said, "Well, then speak to him. Ask him what he's doing in your room." So just after the pub closed and everyone had gone, we turned the lights down very, very low, and she walked across the corner. She said, "He's here, he's here." And at that point, we were getting moving orbs on the video. So we knew something was going on in the corner. We were also getting the temperature drop. The EMF meter started to go off. And she said, "Right." She said, "He's here. I'm going to speak to him." And she said, "Could you tell me what you're doing in my room, please?" And then she went white as a sheet and ran from the room. And we said, "What happened? What happened?" She said, "He spoke back to me." I said, "Well, wouldn't you expect that to happen?" She said, "Yeah, but it was a bit of a shock." So I said, "What did he say?" He said, "Madam, I think it is my room and you are the intruder."
I love it.
Mm. So who had most right to be there? And was he, in fact, alive in a parallel dimension, a parallel universe? Was he actually there alive, or was he the ghost of someone from our past? So it got me looking at the whole dimension thing, George, because I thought to myself, this actually makes a lot more sense. He's living, he's now, he's there. You know, is he actually a dead person, or is he someone living in a multiple dimension?
How do you explain, Ross, the crossover, the overlap?
That's an interesting one. Again, I think as time progresses, a lot of clairvoyants have told us that between now and 2012, we're going to become much closer to the ethereal dimensions. And in fact, there's a lot more things happening now. We're getting more UFO sightings than ever before. We're getting more apparitions and ghost sightings than ever before. More and more people are coming forward saying they've had an experience now, which they probably wouldn't have talked about some years ago. I think that overlap is moving as the Earth shifts into a new paradigm. I think what's happening is the two things are lining up a little more than they were before, and we're able to cross that barrier and transcend these dimensions. And I think that will happen more and more as we go further towards 2012.
Tell me a little bit about the title of the book, The Dead Are Talking. I assume it's because of these crossovers that we've been talking about.
Yeah, the idea of the title came about because of the conversations with the dead, if you like. I use the term the dead. Of course, we're talking about people that have ascended to a new form of life and possibly people that aren't dead at all, that are in other dimensions. But these conversations have taken place through clairvoyance. I've had my own clairvoyant experiences. Bearing in mind, as I said at the start of the show, I was a skeptic. I was actually quite amazed when I started to have conversations, if you like, myself, and was channeling things for other people. That was really strange to me, and I didn't feel comfortable with that at all at first. It was something I had to really grow used to. But the title came about that, really, conversations with things that we don't understand. So that's how I sort of came up with that title.